counting in the Irish general election should draw to a close today, but a new government will take a little bit longer. The Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, has admitted the coalition government of Fine Gael and Labour is not coming back. Results so far show Fine Gael will stay the largest party, but with a narrow lead over its main rival, Fianna Fáil. Sinn Féin has made some big gains. It's now the third largest party in the Republic. I spoke to Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy just before we came on air this morning, and I asked him for his reaction to the result.
Well, I'm very pleased. Very significant gains that we've made. A significant improvement in our vote, about 50 or 60%, and probably about in the region of 70% improvement in our elected representatives. Disappointed for Padraig McLaughlin and Donegal. He's a great candidate, and we just narrowly missed out there. Narrowly missed out in a couple of other seats, but we're still in the hunt for one or two seats yet. So overall, it's been a very good performance by us. And it leaves us all, I suppose, elected in a very interesting place now in the South to see what's going to shape up in terms of trying to form the next government.
Are you definitely ruling out getting into government with Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, we had said very clearly that we wouldn't prop up either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael in government.
Why?
Well, because the reality is that they have no intentions of really changing the lot for people in the South. I mean, Fianna Fáil brought about the economic crash, and Fine Gael deepened its impact on ordinary working families, and the policies that they've pursued together and as two parties have actually worsened that impact on the people of the state. So what we have said very clearly is that parties who go into government with the likes of Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael simply to be in government inevitably end up following their policies, betraying their own electoral promises and suffering as a consequence. So we've no interest in doing that. The reality is in the South now more than 50% of the electorate have rejected both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So I do think there is an onus on people who want an alternative to all that to start to discuss together if there is a possibility of that being put together.
You're prepared to share power with the DUP in Northern Ireland. What's the difference?
Well, the difference in the North is that we operate under a system which is to bring us out of conflict and was designed to ensure that there was power sharing across the community for the first time ever in the North, that we had most communities able to buy into a system of government. And that's completely different from the democratic choice that there is in terms of forming a government in the South. You're not coming from the same set of circumstances of discrimination and gerrymandering and second-class citizenship that we had over 56
years. But Conor, you've described
the necessity to create a very intricate system to ensure community balance in the administration in the North.
It's
a completely different system of government in the South.
I hear that, but Sinn Féin has described the DUP as a pro-austerity party in the past.
We have deep differences with them on a whole range of issues, but nonetheless we are in a process of conflict resolution in the North and trying to build a better society, and we have a right and an entitlement to be represented in the executive in the North because our mandate secures us that right and entitlement, and therefore we are in a completely different set of relationships here as they are in the rest of the island.
But you're prepared to share power with what you see as a pro-austerity party in Northern Ireland but not in the South?
Yes, we are prepared to share power with the DUP because, as I say, the overriding interest in the North is one of conflict resolution, is one of creating a different society emerging from a conflict. Yeah. In the South, we are in a government which has responsibility for taxation matters, for its own economic policies, for setting social and economic policies right across the South, and a government which has pursued a very tough austerity line with people, and one which we stood on a platform against, and one which other the people that we shared a platform and the right to change stood against. We've secured a very significant mandate, as have others on the left, and I think there's responsibility there on us all to see what alternative can put together, given that the majority of the electorate have rejected both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
I'm reading Mark McGuinness's quote here from last year. The DUP and UUP are pro-austerity parties which have much in common with the Tory cabinet of millionaires. That's the party who you're on par with in the North. But you've answered that. Will this be Gerry Adams' last general election as leader?
I have no idea. I mean, he's been very, very successful for us. The party has gone from strength to strength across the island over the last 10, 15 years. Gerry Adams has been in the leadership of all of that, so I sincerely hope that he continues to lead us as we continue to grow. It's really going to be a matter, firstly, I suppose, for himself and his own judgment, and then ultimately for the party will decide on who the leader is.
Yeah, the conviction of Thomas Slab Murphy for tax evasion came during the election campaign. Does Sinn Féin still think he's a good Republican?
Yes, we do, and there are many people who have been convicted for tax offences, and many of them involved in the political system in the South, and probably none of them convicted through the Special Criminal Courts, and none of them having the same degree of media attention that Tom Murphy. Fine Gael have been convicted for tax issues in relation to the party.
Well,
generally,
it's not about whether there's media attention, it's about whether why you think someone who is dodging tax, in other words, you know,
well,
you could interpret stealing money from hospitals, schools, roads, is a good Republican.
We have made it very clear that everyone has responsibility to pay their tax. He's in the process, I think, of an appeal, as far as I know. I'm not too sure the exact detail because it all happened in the middle of the election. But we've made it very, very clear that everyone is supposed to pay the tax. And the criticism coming from others in the South, given the record, the Ansbacher accounts and all of the issues that have gone on down there, is a little bit hypocritical. But nonetheless,
why are you backing a man that's stealing money from the public?
We're not backing anyone from anything. We're saying everyone has a responsibility to pay their taxes.
But you've just described them as a good Republican.
That's a very clear statement. We talked about his record in terms of supporting the peace process and his influence in bringing other Republicans along a journey towards a peaceful path. And that is one thing we have said, that everyone has a responsibility to pay their taxes. And we have also said that it's very clear that some of the commentary on this, given the record of some of the elected representatives in the South and the political parties in the South and their friends in the Golden Circle, rings somewhat hollow. But nonetheless, we deal with these things and we move on. We have had a good election. We're very pleased with that. We have had some where we narrowly missed out, some including Padraig McLaughlin, where we're very disappointed.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. I want to ask you one more question about Thomas Slab Murphy.
Okay. Will your party... fascination with all
will
of
your
this,
party,
but nonetheless, I come on to talk about our electorate.
Will your party distance
anyway,
yourselves now from a tax dodger?
Sorry?
Will your party distance yourselves from a tax dodger? Will he no longer be welcome in the Sinn Féin circles?
Well, he's not a member of Sinn Féin as far as I'm aware, so he's not in the Sinn Féin circle.
How do you know he's a good Republican?
I've gone over this. As I say, I come on to talk about our electoral success, but you, I suppose, like a lot of the media in the South, are fixated with Thomas Murphy's affairs. What I'd say to you very clearly is he played a very key role in terms of bringing republicanism along the path in terms of supporting the peace process, and he deserves credit for that. We have said very, very clearly everyone is expected to and must pay their taxes. That includes all of the big companies in the South. That includes all of the people in the Golden Circle and their friends in the political circles who have cheated the country for many years. They're all expected to and should pay their taxes.
Back to the election, Conor. Final question. Is it easier? It is, isn't it, for Sinn Féin to stay out of government? In other words, in the comfort of opposition, griping from the sidelines, something that you accused Jim Allister of doing, for example.
No, I think all political parties who contest elections, they do so on a platform of policies which they believe are for the good of the country and that they want, and given their experience of dealing with people in their day-to-day lives, they want to bring about change to improve the lives of people. So obviously we want to be in government and in a government which can affect that type of change, and that's the judgment. Can we go into government which will bring about the type of change that we have advocated and others on the Right to Change platform have advocated? Is that possible? If it is possible, we certainly will contemplate going into government. If it's not possible, it's simply a matter of shoring up a party which has a completely different agenda. Well, then we will have no interest in that arrangement.
Conor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen.